as we are joined by Tigers associate head coach Fred Williams as the Tigers pick up the big win at home in Neville Arena. Coach War Eagle, congrats on the win. That was a heck of a start for your ball club in the first half.
Yeah, War Eagle. Thought everyone played well for the defensive structure, and offensively they shared the basketball, so it was a good balance on both ends.
And for your team today, getting off to a good start against this UCF team, I thought was important. That's something in games this year, Coach, that had impacted some games, but that didn't impact the game today. And you did that with your ball pressure defensively. Take me through that initial game plan to put ball pressure on these guards on the perimeter to force them into so many mistakes today.
Well, that's something that, you know, Coach Jay preached every day, and she brought it up, you know, during the scout, you know, period, during the last couple of days, of putting pressure on the guards and having a lot more trap situations on the ball screens. And I thought tonight it paid off for us. We really came out aggressively on the full court press and got a few steals. And so the players really stepped in and stuck to the game plan.
Yes, and Nia Wells had to step in and kind of lead the way at point guard with Sydney Shaw, missing some time this week due to illness, but also got some really good minutes out of Ja'Kayla Johnson. But Sanaya, she had several blocks underneath the basket today. And then also other guards, Caitlin Duhon came out and played well defending today. Coach, just overall, how has this team taken steps from, you know, the opening weeks of the season in November to now defensively? As again, this is a unit of the team that's got to continue to improve.
Yeah, I think the first starts with, you know, defense on the defensive end, and then to buy into it. You know, with Snails getting those blocks, you know, had a lot of blocks in there, and Duhon really stepping in, being aggressive defensively. You know, she got a little foul trouble there around the fourth period, so we couldn't play her much. But I thought overall, from the beginning of the season where we are, you know, Coach Jay has really have preached defense and the offensive end of, you know, scoring and finishing shots, and I thought today the team put it together.
Auburn averaging 6 blocks per game, Coach. You had 9 blocks today. How do you guys address that statistic as a coaching staff, at least in practice? Because you've been getting the results game in and game out. Is that something, again, underneath that you all are teaching and coaching underneath, or has that just been a natural instinct for your team as they get in those situations?
I think it's a natural instinct. You know, it's the kind of athletes that we have here who can read situations to block shots. You know, I guarantee it's nothing we're talking about blocking in
sure.
practice. We're talking about taking charges more
sure.
than anything. But, you know, just being a natural instinct for them to rotate over, you know, use their height and speed to get there and get shots.
Well, the fourth game in a row, I thought going back to the Indiana game to now, the offense is finding some rhythm. You're getting good shots, and it's showing up on the stat sheet, at least in percentages. 48% shooting. You knocked down 6 threes today. 33 of 69 overall. You got 11 more shots off than UCF. Coach, what are you seeing from Auburn's half court today? Is they were able to score inside and out, and as you dominated the paint as well?
Yeah, you know, the coaching staff has been preaching, you know, spacing out, you know, getting some dribble drives and kick passes to players for open looks. You know, don't over penetrate. You know, when you over penetrate, you run into traffic. I thought, you know, they shared the ball very well around the offensive end. And, you know, Coach Jay has been preaching for them to, you know, step up and take the first look, take what the defense gives you.
What do you like about, obviously, Honesty and Aisha Koulibaly have played well for you, Coach, but who's somebody else besides the veterans that have taken that step and they found ways to contribute? Because when I look at the minutes today, and again, I know you all are looking at other things than what Larry and I are, but when you look at the minutes today, a lot of contributors today, Coach, and that's something that's going to pay off for you and help you win a lot of ball games.
Yeah, you know, I thought, you know, Precious Johnson coming off the bench, you know, getting some defensive steals and rotating over on defense and altering shots. You know, Romy has done a great job for us out there, and also with Johnson, you know, her play on defense and also getting penetrating, shooting jump shots. And, you know, you get a combination of a lot of players in there. Marshawn, you know, she's done a great job on the ball, and yeah, I thought all the players that came off the bench really contributed.
Yeah, Ja'Kayla Johnson's one. I was proud she was able to get 8 points because her effort's been there defensively. I think the offensive game has been a little slow to come to her. Again, she's coming back this year, Coach. But also Marshawn Bostic, you mentioned her, 10 points today, Coach. That's a career high for Marshawn. And always good to see those players when they can have those individual successes.
Yeah, she's one of those players. She's going to pass it first versus, you know, trying to shoot. But, you know, her defensive structure of getting steals, her driving ability to get to the lane and make things happen, I thought she was in good rhythm today, and she showed that for us in transition, but also at half court situations.
Coach, all in all, your positive takeaways today, and what do you work on as you get, again, you have an 8-day break from competition. You got to balance studying, final exams this week, and but you also got to still stay in shape and prep for some basketball as well.
Yes, we got a lot of work to do still. You know, there's some distractions with the exams. You know, players start to really mentally get into the studies, but you know, basketball wise, we get them for, you know, about 2 to 3 hours, and the main thing we need to really focus more on is defend without fouling. You know, stop putting teams on the line. The other is boxing out still on the offensive boards.
You mentioned fouling, Coach, and I was about to let you go, but then you reminded me to ask you. I wrote a note down and didn't remember it, but a lot of fouls at the end, Coach. Again, a lot of good things defensively, but what's happening late when we're allowing ourselves to get in foul troubles and make fouls that probably necessarily shouldn't make, especially late in the ball game with a big lead?
Well, I think, you know, the most aggressive team, you know, if you're aggressive, you're going to have a lot of fouls.
Sure.
And we're going to be one of those teams that's not going to back off. It's just a matter of when you have those fouls and develop those fouls during the course of a game. Having a lead like this early in the game, the players get a little aggressive. And, we just had to play through it with some of the, fouls out around the perimeter instead of challenging fouls inside the paint.
Coach, good win today, 86-46 over UCF. We'll see you back here in a week. Appreciate the time. War Eagle.
War Eagle, thank you.
Tigers associate head coach Fred Williams is Auburn. Gets a good win today at home. Tigers have now won 3 in a row, Colorado State, Little Rock, and now UCF. And for Auburn, again, they'll be back in action 1 week from tomorrow against the Louisiana Raging Cajuns. But first, more coverage here on the Regions Bank postgame show as the Tigers defeat UCF 86-46. We have our player of the game. It has been a few weeks since we've had Aisha Koulibaly on the Regions Bank postgame show. AC, once I saw you had a double-double today, I wasn't letting you get out of the postgame interview today. So congratulations on this win, 17 points, 12 rebounds. And AC, you were the player that really got Auburn going today, first quarter. Take me through the start of this game and just the momentum that you had to get your team on the board early.
I just came in locked in. You know, I took, after the game, I watched film. You know, I was like, okay, I got to come out, you know, ready and punch them first. And then we was punched first in a lot of games, and I couldn't let that happen again. And I took the lead.
Yeah, you were the target in your offensive sets early. Was that the game plan from Coach Jay to again get you a lot of touches inside the paint? Because you couldn't be stopped, at least in the first quarter.
Yeah, it was the game plan. You know, she wanted me to touch the ball a lot. You know, all of their target is on me. Like, everybody want to stop number five. You know, we wanted to get their attention. And, like, you know, after the forgot, and then I kept scoring.
Well, and that's the thing. You were 7-for-18. You even knocked down a 3, 2 of 2 from free throws. And you rebounded the ball well with 12. And this was a good rebounding team. And mm-hmm. I saw you and Destiny Thomas. Y'all had some good battles today.
We sure did.
number 33. I know both of you earned each other's respect. What was it like playing against her and, again, this very good UCF team inside?
She's a pretty good player. You know, she's really physical. I had to match her energy. You know, that's what I did the whole game. And she was talking a lot of stuff. But, you know, I didn't get into it. I didn't want her to take me out of my game. I stay my composure down, and, you know, just balled out.
And it was a fun battle, best on best. That's what you want every week, right, to battle mm-hmm. against the best. You did that today. But even on the offensive end, AC, you talk about everybody targeting number five. Well, you have a lot of teammates who contributed today. Honesty had a good day, but mm-hmm. Sid had a good day. Caitlin had a good day. Pratcher, Levy. I mean, Johnson, you go up and down the roster. Does that take the pressure off of you over time?
Yes. And sometimes, you know, they're trying to double me, and I want some assists as well. You know, I try to find my teammates where they are and just pass the ball. You know, it's amazing to have people that can score around you. It makes the game easier.
4 assists on the day. Is that something you pride yourself on? Again, even playing a 4 and a 5 inside?
Mm-hmm.
Who's your favorite target? Who are you looking for? More times than not.
Probably on.
Probably on. that's a fair target. 22 points, 6-for-12 on the day. But AC, all in all, a good team win. And what were some of that? What was the halftime message today from Coach Jay? Because again, you had a big first half lead.
Yeah.
You executed in the first half. You had to stay poised in the second half. What was that message from Coach Jay?
She told her to stay in the game. You know, they're going to take a lead. Do not panic. And then just stay in the game and then, like, keep a run going. Whenever they score, we got to try to get a stop and score over them, you know, and keep it going until we get the win, you know.
Two more questions, and I'll let you go. Number one is, you didn't have the game you wanted, I know, against Little Rock. You had some good moments, but but collectively not the game you wanted. I know you wanted to bounce back today.
Yeah.
What were you trying to accomplish today? Not necessarily numbers, but just from a mentality standpoint today against UCF.
It was pretty tough, you know, mentally as a player, you know. When you know you contributed a lot to the team and you let them down one time, and I just came in the gym, you know, every night so I can stay in the game every time and help them the next game. I knew this was a big game and I knew how to ball out so we can get a win, and you know that's what I did. I just stayed in the game. I just stayed here mentally and not get pressured.
And now for your team, this is a good win. You're 6-2. How do you build off this as you got a week with final exams, but this is a good momentum win that can carry you the rest of non-conference play?
Yeah, I feel like we just got to work hard still in practice and then stay buy into the system, you know, do whatever the coaches want to and stay in shape. And, you know, don't let down. This win is nothing. We got more to come.
AC, congratulations. Second double-double of the year. Many more to
Appreciate
come. War Eagle.
Tigers'
Aisha Koulibaly, as she led the Tigers today in production, 17 points, 12 rebounds. And honestly, Scott Grayson led the way in points. But again, AC, her second double-double of the season, and I believe her seventh double-double of her career. That's Aisha Koulibaly, the 6-foot junior out of Mali and IMG Academy. Still one more interview to go, and it will be, of course, none other than the head coach, Johnny Harris. Coach War Eagle, heck of a win for your team today, 86-46 over UCF. And first quarter, you set the tone, 21-6. It was that ball pressure talked about with Coach Fred, and that's the start you needed, Coach. And you told me in the pregame, you challenged your bunch to come out and be ready to play and play hard. They did that.
Absolutely. I told them if you weren't going to play hard, you're going to sit down. So I really wasn't happy with the way we played the last ball game. So I came back and challenged them in practice. I got back yesterday. So I came back and challenged them in practice, and they answered.
Able to run the floor a bit in the first quarter. Your defense produced a lot of those opportunities. 18 turnovers today total, 26 points off of turnovers. You got a big 15-2 run to end that first quarter of play. Coach, what were some of your early successes in that game that allowed you to obtain that big lead?
Well, we were pressuring the ball. We were denying the next pass away, and we were in good help side. So we got our hands on a lot of balls. I'd be really interested to see how many deflections we get. So even though we may not have gotten that steal, that person, we got a lot of deflections. So I think that led to a lot of run out and easy buckets, and I thought we were really good in transition.
Yeah, and of the 18 turnovers, 8 of those, Coach, came in the first quarter of play. And talk about ball pressure, a lot of that had to do with your guard. Shekayla Johnson, I thought, was a big factor in that. Saniya played well, but you go up and down the lineup today. Every guard, I thought, had their moments where they did a good job on the UCF guards.
Absolutely. And like I said, I challenged them to do that, to pressure the ball and deny one pass away. Yeah. And, they're going to catch the ball, but we wanted to make them catch it way out, outside of scoring range. So we were able to do that, and that helps a lot also with our post defense. So I thought our defensive chemistry was really good, as well as our offensive chemistry.
You knew UCF, solid team. You knew they were going to try to come out third quarter and make a run. They did that, but you responded with a late run of your own. And what adjustments were you seeing in the third quarter that, again, allowed UCF a run, but also allowed you to stay composed and not let them get back in the ballgame?
Well, I thought they came out and took it to us, but I thought we came out flat.
Yeah.
And I talked to him about that at halftime, and I called a timeout, and you know, had a little chit chat with them, and they came back out and started back playing our style of ball. We have to play our style of ball.
In fourth quarter, they responded well, out there finishing the charge 26-13. And Coach, it was everybody today, and nobody wanted to sit on the bench. And this was a physical game too. Is everybody okay? I know a couple players got banged up here or there. Did everybody finish okay, at least not too many bumps and bruises.
Everybody's okay.
That was good because, again, it was physical inside an area where you won, Coach, because you knew UCF, a good rebounding team.
Mm-hmm.
Coach, you dominated the boards today 51-33. That's a heck of an improvement, especially last game coming from Little Rock.
Yeah, and I told them that was going to be a key to the game, not only offensive rebound, but going they offensive rebound. Yeah. So we had to go get those defensive rebounds. I thought our kids, we crashed the boards. We crashed it really hard. And, again, I challenged them to do that. We haven't been doing that very well. Matter of fact, we're probably close to last in the SEC in defensive rebounding. So that's something that we've been working on and that we're going to have to improve on.
Well, and it was your bigs. AC got 12. Precious Johnson got 7. Mm-hmm. Honesty's always been a good rebounder. But, again, you look up and down the stat sheet, a solid contribution there. And then you go to your offense. You were scoring inside and out. But, look, it's great when the outside shots fall. I know some threes fell late for you. Always good for that confidence. But dominating the paint the way you did is what's going to be the bread and butter, because the threes are going to come and go. You score 42 points in the paint, Coach, that'll win you a lot of ball games.
Absolutely, and we wanted to create some mismatches in there, so we were able to do that with AC, with Roman. We got Honesty in the paint some, so we were able to get some guards. So all those points weren't from post players, but some of them were from guards as well. So we wanted to get it deep and get a good shot or create for someone else, and I thought we did a really good job of that.
And, again, I want to talk about every player individually. We can't do that today, Coach. I'll let you take a pick up and down the lineup today. Who are one or two that stood out and just did some really good things for you? Obviously, AC and On, but On, even then, again, that's the fourth game in a row she stepped up and contributed.
Absolutely, and she very unselfish. And like I said, she does so much to help us win ball games. And she don't care if she's scoring or if she's assisting or whatever she's doing, setting other people up. But it's really good to see her ball go through the net. But that kid's in the gym. She's working hard. So, it's good to see the fruits of her labor. Also, we didn't have Sydney. Sydney just came back today from a bout with the flu, and I thought she played pretty hard. She getting to see her shot fall. Duhun, I thought Duhun was really good. She came in and she pressured the ball. She created havoc. Marshawn pressured the ball. Marshawn is just – I would not want that kid to guard me.
When she faked right and went left twice, went to the hole, she finished with 10 points, Coach, career high for her. And I don't think there's anybody that can stop her with her speed.
Absolutely. And we've been telling her, Marshawn, run the play, and she always faked that and go. She missed it the last game, but, she worked on it in practice, and it was good. It was really good to see that go through for her.
Third win in a row, and after being challenged in Las Vegas, and Coach, now the team, they get a break from competition, still going to be practicing, but they've still got final exams to manage, too. How do you manage this week as a head coach, just knowing all that the student-athletes have to manage?
Yeah, so we'll manage their time. We'll give them some time to study and get finish out the school year right, and then we'll also be in the gym. We'll have them doing some shooting, so we'll have a couple of light days, but then we'll also have some heavy days, and we'll be able to give them a couple of days off.
Well, Coach, I'm sad that I've got to wait 8 days to do this again, but proud of you all and the win today, and looking forward to finishing non-conference strong. So we've got 4 games left here at Neville Arena, Coach.
Absolutely, and it's getting better and better.
Yeah.
I feel like it's really getting better and better, and I really want to challenge our fans to come out and support this team. These kids are working hard. They're getting better and better. They're young, but they're getting better and better, and we need your support.
It is coming. It's coming in Neville Arena. It's, again, 4 games left in Neville Arena. The next one a week from tomorrow against Louisiana, 2 o'clock. We want to see you here at Neville Arena. Be loud and proud and support Auburn women's basketball. Coach, you deserve it. Heck of a win today, War Eagle.
Thank you, War Eagle.